I'm about to tread on risky turf here, so let me begin with some clarifying statements. First, I'd like to see every pro athlete in America, black, white, or whatever, wear an I Can't Breathe t-shirt at their next game. Anything to push the lagging conversation. Second, I'm stunned that what seems to me to be the worst of the fatal police blunders that have stained 2014, the trigger-happy shooting of a 12-year-old in my native city of Cleveland, hasn't caused more national outrage. Third, I know that, as the splendid Nick Kristof just demonstrated in a series of New York Times columns, a lot of white Americans live in a mental la-la land where racial injustice is somehow a thing of the past. All that said, may I mention what seems a distressing trend in what some important African-American voices have been saying in the wake of the recent infuriating events. You hear an angry impatience with any suggestion that race relations or opportunities have improved, and a suggestion that all white Americans, despite any masks or platitudes they might offer, are all at base still racist. I don't question why the anger, why the impatience, not after Ferguson, Staten Island, Cleveland. But I do know that the ways in which we talk about one another now, in this wounded moment, will shape our ability to find a new way forward. On a pragmatic level, it's just not good strategy to tell people whose minds you want to open up, the real reason you did, said, or thought that thing is you're racist. Once you call someone a racist, you give them no place to go. You wipe out any motivation to change. Why tacitly admit their former behavior was in fact motivated by racism? Beyond that, there's a syndrome that social psychology calls stereotype threat. African Americans know this all too well. Plenty of research shows that if black students are told that a test measures their native ability, they do a lot worse on it than they would otherwise. The weight of others' negative views about you actually can damage your performance. I'm not equating the toxicity of racial stereotypes, but doesn't it stand to reason that a stereotype of, no matter what they say, all whites are racist, might have a similarly damaging impact? I'm not recommending we ignore the toxic racism that does linger. I'm saying that sweeping negative generalizations are counterproductive, no matter who voices them. I'm Chris Cetullo.